It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on two old adages. Be careful what you wish for, and be careful what you promise. The Sausalito Housing Element Subcommittee held a hearing this past Friday and found themselves crosswise with both of these old sayings. I'll explain during the course of the show and then suggest how you might help this subcommittee and the whole housing element process get back on the right track. At a previous meeting, a member of the housing element subcommittee stated that if the opponents of the current plan would come forward with an alternate plan, the subcommittee would consider it and even present it to the State Housing and Community Development Agency. Well, dadgummit, if those determined residents didn't propose an alternate plan at last Friday's session. In the interest of full disclosure, I authored the letter which described the alternative, but I was not the generator of it. The plan had been reviewed by a skilled planning attorney who gave it his blessing. I don't think the subcommittee members saw that one coming. The alternate plan is attractive for a number of reasons. First, it does not require the high-density overlays proposed under the current plan. Second, the alternate does not carry with it the same environmental and traffic concerns of the current plan. Third, the alternate allows for renovation and adaptive reuse of existing stock versus the construction of new multi-story properties. Finally, the implementation of the alternate could well provide a source of income for those people desirous of remaining in Sausalito but struggling to bear its cost. I hope in the next few weeks to have Rachel Guinness of Lily Pad Homes as a guest on this show to elaborate on a creative way to create a win-win situation for owners and renters. What did the Housing Element Subcommittee do with this alternative proposal? Well, I believe Shakespeare's line is, "Damned it with faint praise." The members ultimately agreed to send the proposal on to the City Council, along with the options apparently favored by the consultants, by the staff, and by the subcommittee members. It became obvious during the course of the hearing that the objective of this whole housing element exercise is not really to provide housing for low-income individuals and families, but to allow new construction in our city. There are homes in Sausalito which have three or more bedrooms, but with the passage of time, only one bedroom is occupied. Adaptive reuse, such as Lily Pad, could produce two to three bedrooms for family housing from such a situation. The owner would have the revenue to pay the seemingly endless increases in sewer rates, parcel taxes, and the like, and the family would have access to truly affordable housing. Doesn't this approach fit so much better with the character of Sausalito than new developments like the Wind Cup one in Corte Madera, which seem to have no setback requirements or green space amenities and generate considerably more traffic? So what can you do? Mark your calendar for the night of June 24th and plan to attend the City Council meeting at which the housing element will be addressed. Wear red if you can, because the elected officials know red is the color of a group called MAD, or Marin Against Density. You better also bring aspirin, because the segment on the housing element will no doubt begin with a consultant's review of a truly baffling amount of numbers and acronyms, which will tend to drive you screaming from the room. But hang in there. You don't need to say anything, but your presence will let the City Council know you are keenly interested in what they do to preserve or tear asunder the fabric of our great town. Yep, June 24th is the night to let the City Council know where you stand. A large crowd showed up for the first hearing on the Larkspur Landing development and the elected officials got the message. Time to send that message to the Sausalito City Council. Remember, wear red. One final note. The National Park Service is once again attempting to make Muir Woods into Disney World. The final chance to protect this treasure is June 18th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Tam Valley Community Center. If you want more info on this topic, go to MountTamTaskForce.com. That's all one word, MountTamTaskForce.com. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.